Well, we saw the film Night and Day, the Tom Cruise film, and to my astonishment, we both loved it. It was a film that did not take itself seriously. It was a difficult balance between being an action film, a Tom Cruise action film, and making fun of Tom Cruise action films. It wasn't a spoof. The film wasn't a spoof exactly. It wasn't a scary movie kind of spoof, but it was definitely poking fun at the genre while actually being the genre, and it worked. If you get a chance to see Night and Day, that's K-N-I-G-H-T, Night and Day, in the cinema, definitely go and see it in the cinema if you can. We also saw the Australian film South Solitary with Miranda Otto and her father, Barry Otto. A very slow-paced film, which I actually like. As I said in an earlier audio boo, I'm actually enjoying slower pace to my television and film at the moment. Maybe I'm getting old, but I do prefer a slower pace, and the film is undeniably a slower pace. Without giving too much away, it has quite a small cast at certain points in the film, a very small cast, but I think that adds to it. The performances were universally very good. The script was occasionally thin in parts, but the film's not going to do any business at all. It's not an audience-pleasing film in terms of cinema crowds, but there's no shame in that necessarily. But I did enjoy the film a lot myself. The audience we saw it with at the Palace Barracks Cinema were mostly even older than us, and they seemed to enjoy particularly the first half of the film. The film could have had a really awful ending, but instead it actually, although it gets quite dark at points, the film actually has a positive, upbeat ending, which is such a pleasant surprise for an Australian film. In some ways that I can't quite put my finger on, the film reminds me of director Shirley Barrett's earlier film, I think her first film, Love Serenade. But South Solitary is nowhere near as weird as Love Serenade. So if you've seen Love Serenade, don't expect the same weirdness, but do expect a similar pace and some similar themes, I think. Plus a certain feel about it that is almost identifiably Shirley Barrett. Interestingly, Love Serenade also starred Miranda Otto. Lastly, we also saw Orson Welles and Me. This is a film that I had very high expectations going in, always dangerous, but it actually lived up to my expectations pretty much. One thing that took me by surprise was how much of Orson Welles' radical reinterpretation of Julius Caesar was in the film. The idea of having the actors dressed up in modern fascist uniforms instead of traditional Roman costume, plus the various other changes he made, is actually there in the film. And I think it nicely, I mean, I can't be sure, of course, I wasn't around in the, whenever it was, 1930s that the play was put on, but it did seem to really capture not only the nature of that particular interpretation of Caesar, but also the audience reaction to it and how radical it was for the time. Richard Linklater, the writers, and the actor, Christian McKay, have done an amazing job at recreating the young Orson Welles. It's not just the physical resemblance, which is definitely there. It's not just the vocal resemblance, which to my ear is, you know, pretty close to spot on. It's everything. It all comes together, the mannerisms, the what is clearly a great deal of research, to recreate, based on my reading, a pretty good recreation of the young Orson Welles starting up the Mercury Theatre Company. In fact, the actor, Christian McKay, does such a great job playing Orson Welles that I almost want what has happened to the actor Michael Sheen, who played Tony Blair in the film The Queen, and is now playing the same role again in the film The Special Relationship. But I almost hope he gets to play Orson Welles again. For example, perhaps a film about the making of the War of the Worlds radio play that caused a bit of a kerfuffle, or playing Orson Welles making Citizen Kane. I mean, it's a golden time for him to be able to play Orson Welles, and I can't imagine anyone else doing a better job. But it's a terrific film. Definitely check it out. It doesn't necessarily paint a pretty picture of Orson Welles, but no, it's an enjoyable film and beautiful to look at. And if nothing else, it's the closest I will ever get to seeing Orson Welles' version of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.